paragraph 6111 of the Book of Fundamentals, a synopsis. The life of sentient and other living beings may be of derivative value. There is no fundamental principle of life, as we have seen. When we save and respect life, it's because it's a person who has a right to live as we have ourselves, or because we should be beneficent as others should be towards us, or because we should not disturb the balance of nature. But so far as the balance of nature is concerned, also non-life is part of this balance. So far as beneficence is concerned, it may be better, under certain circumstances, to let a sentient being die than to keep it alive. And so far as personhood is concerned, the person in question may prefer death to life, a choice which has to be respected too, if it's a personal one, which only concerns our own body. Traditional ideologies or ethical doctrines have often formally recognized a separate principle of life because they did not realize what the meaning of such a principle would be, because they used the word life in at least two different senses, or because they didn't care about the weak constitution and the internal conflicts of a ground world doctrine which is pluralistic, or more pluralistic than absolutely necessary. On our analysis, there is no need to conceive of life as an ultimate value in itself, nor is it correct that it would be. Life, being neither a doctrinal nor a metadoctrinal ultimate value, the normative edifice of the honor norm, will indeed not have more than four pillars, as already stated before: neutrality, inclusivity, truth, and personhood. The first three of these pillars are those of the doctrine of neutral inclusivity.